My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Well, I'm glad Joe Buck felt that way because you gave us no chance whatsoever throughout the course of the game. It was a fest to Philly. And I get it. They were there. I understand it. Kelsey's a part of the Monday night broadcast now for ESPN, et cetera, et cetera. But when you say, I think I have to tip my hat to Atlanta, duh, we earned this win. And the reason why it was so, 31 years, and Joe Buck's a great broadcaster. Here's the deal, though. When you have no faith and you've given the other team not balanced coverage, Mike, where it's been slanted one way all night, and then it happens the way it does at the end, you're kind of like, well, I can't believe what happened. Yeah. Why?
I mean, it becomes an infomercial for the Eagles, the tush push and the offensive line. Like, I get it. Kelsey, as you said, he's part of the ESPN broadcast. He's a likable guy. But, I mean, you realize that outside of Philadelphia, everyone hates Philadelphia. You know what I mean? Part of it was, the producers, oh, Kelsey's just giving us gold. Keep it going, Joe. Another segment. I mean, you got another team in this game. But I'm so, look, it's at the point I just tweeted, Awful Announcing was talking about basically Van Pelt going, well, it looks like the Eagles got this. We'll see you in a minute and a half.
Oh, yeah.
And I get it. Look, yeah. I was arguing with Falcon fans. I deleted the tweet. I was like, yeah, it's going to be a tough L right before the Barkley fumble. But, I mean, still, the national broadcast, it was just too over the top. I'm so used to Atlanta getting treated like crap, from the All-Star game, and guys like Bob Nightingale won't even say Braves. There's so many things about Atlanta that, for whatever reason, they just think of us as just somebody in the flyover states, and who cares? It's Boston, it's the Yankees, it's the Dodgers, it's LeBron, it's the Cowboys, that's all they know. So that was old. That was old. But last night, you know what, Carl? Let's just keep switching the narrative. We'll make our own narrative. Bijan and Drake London are superstars in this league. They think they are. They deserve to be. They haven't had the ability to showcase it because of the quarterbacks. Last night was kind of a coming out party for what we're just scratching the surface as Cousins gets better.
Totally agree with you. And you change the narrative by not talking about it. Be about it. You win games like last night. Guess what? Chiefs come in here, you make it a game, and you win Sunday. And all of a sudden, people go, what's going on in Atlanta? Nothing. We've been trying to tell you guys, but you don't want to hear it. And you want to follow this narrative, as Mike's talking about, what you think is more interesting around the league. We have a bunch of interesting guys. I said this in training camp. For the first time in a while, we got a bunch of interesting guys. But if you're not winning, Mike, you don't get that publicity, and certainly you don't get that respect. So that comes, but I don't think anybody in that locker room cares about all of that. All they want to do is win football games and hopefully get to the playoffs and see what happens. But I think you're right. I do think you change the narrative because last night, if you just had it on and you didn't have a rooting interest, no dog in the fight, it was clearly a Eagles broadcast.
Correct. It's all it was. It was just Philadelphia-centric. And, you know, maybe someday somebody at ESPN will realize that we do have a city that's one of the biggest in the country and there's passionate sports fans here. But it's, when you don't win, when you don't go to the playoffs for 6 years, that's the thing. Now, I will say this. ESPN should realize the schedule makers knew when we got Kirk Cousins to put us in primetime.
Yes, they did.
Because they see this as a story, and it is. And he wasn't 100% against Pittsburgh, and the game plan didn't help. But now we bounce back with one of the greatest wins in franchise history.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. We will also hear from Kirk Cousins and Jesse Bates later in the show. And in around 25 minutes from now, we're going to take your phone calls. All right? If you got something to say, and by the way, if you have something bad to say, we don't want to hear it. Mm. This is a win. This is a win.
We don't apologize for one of the great comeback wins in franchise history.
I don't want to hear that. I do want to hear your emotion and how you felt about this and where were you last night as this was all taking place and how do you feel about this team now? But if you're calling in to be like, yeah, the Falcons, I'm hanging up on your ass. Correct. Correct. That's exactly what is going to happen.
That guy sounds all unhinged, right? Man. Who that guy was?
I don't know who that is. Hey, Big O's doing all the things today. Chris has got the night show tonight. We've got the coaches show, 6 o'clock. You'll hear from Raheem Morris for about a segment, man. Today, again, they're getting back. It's a short week. Turn around. Tomorrow, we will be up at Flowery Branch. We'll have Coach on as well as players. So, but that will happen at 6, and then Chris is going to take over for the night show. Big O, let's get to an NFL Blitz! NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. I think Carolina has a problem. And it's not their quarterback. Don't get me wrong. He is a problem. The bigger problem, Mike, is Dave Tepper. He was involved in the decision to bench Bryce Young. Why do you hire a head coach, a general manager, and a front office if you're going to make all of these decisions as the owner? He is not allowing people to do their jobs.
Right.
And even if you suck, you knew you were going to suck, Carolina, for a while until you recoup some of these draft picks that you gave away for getting that number one overall pick and some of the things that you've done over the last 4 or 5 years. But, Mike, I think this is a Tepper issue much more than I do think it's a Bryce Young issue.
You realize there's been 10 coaches in the history of the franchise, and he's fired 6 of them?
Wow.
That's insane. Yeah, man, Ron Rivera, Barry Fuel, Matt Rule, Steve Wilks, Frank Reich, Chris Tabor. Now he brings in Canales from Tampa Bay. By the way, and to Canales in the locker room, now you look like you've been cut off at the knees because now you realize that Tepper's running the show. Great article. I know it was behind a paywall in ESPN Plus yesterday, but, Carl, they were saying not only does Tepper tell you to bench Bryce, you guys wanted C.J. Stroud. Frank Reich and all the coaches wanted to draft C.J. Stroud. Tepper says, no, we're drafting Bryce Young. And so that's maybe why there was a disconnect with that coaching staff. They didn't want the guy. Human nature didn't really fit what they wanted to do. And now the guy, same guy who tells you to draft him tells you to bench him. It's a joke.
Let's hear Canales on Andy Dalton taking over. I love the reporter who follows up. What makes you say that? It's great. He's right. Like, what the hell have you been watching over the last 15 years?
Right. I mean, this is where, you know, the good news is, you know, we've been down that road before, but it's a shame for I feel bad for Bryce Young because maybe with the right coach and the right people around him, remember the offensive line's been decimated. They lose McCaffrey. They lose Brian Burns. It's a train wreck.
It is.
This guy can't even get a practice facility built. Counties all over the Carolinas wanting to throw money at him.
I think, too, Mike, you know, with them not saying this is temporary or this is a mental break, this might be for the season. And if it is, he's done, guys.
And they're right back to square one. And the Bears, again, Caleb Williams has got his growing pains like all rookies. But, you know, the Bears have got one of the better trades in recent NFL history, which maybe changes their trajectory.
Now, I do want to go back, Nostradamus style, and tell you guys at Hooters, when we were at camp, we had a particular Carolina fan that continued to show up. And I said, your team's going to be terrible and you guys are going to be bad this year. And he was relentless in saying, oh, Bryce Young. So they're off to an 0-2 start. They've been outscored by like 70-0. I just want to tell you guys, Carolina should just quit now. Okay? Just give us the 2 wins that we deserve later in the season. Just quit. Because we tried to tell you guys this was going to be ugly. Mike, I didn't know it was going to be this ugly. But Tepper is a problem, man, and I don't know if anything changes anytime soon.
He's the ultimate meddler. Yeah, little Cam. The guy looks like a little miniature Cam Newton and his son, his poor son, who could be a Falcons fan right now as we're coming to a great turnaround in franchise history.
What makes you say that?
By the way, old school, like, what? <It's> like, what makes you say that?
What makes you say that? All right, meanwhile, let's talk about what else is going on around the NFL, and there's a lot of stuff. The 49ers are banged up. Again, listen, when this happens to us, and it has in the past, nobody feels sorry for us. But they're without Christian McCaffrey. Deebo Samuel now is going to miss a couple of weeks with a calf strain.
Right.
The 49ers lost to the Minnesota Vikings 23-17. I don't know if you guys saw this footage. NFL's just cold-blooded, man. Sam Darnold walks into the locker room, Minnesota. And guys are like, yeah, they shouldn't have moved on from you. They're just hyping him up, man, just gassing him up. But he played great on Sunday, and they win. So now you're wondering, all right, what's this going to look like? And by the way, Mike, McCaffrey's on injury reserve. It's Achilles tendonitis.
Yeah.
When does that go away?
That sounds like I'll see you in October, doesn't it, fantasy owners?
When does that go away?
Yeah, that just sounds like something that's going to linger. Look, we know what he stirs the drink, and just, you know, and you trust Shanahan. I just think coming east, and that was a great win by the Vikings. Look, that 99-yard touchdown play to Jefferson was just one of the – that's not getting any better than that.
Crazy.
But you got to find a way, and Shanahan can literally plug anyone in at running back, but McCaffrey is just something special. You and I were just talking during the break. Dolphins feel that they can maybe limp through the next couple of weeks, get to the bye week when they can get Tua back off the concussion protocol.
Do you want Tua back?
I think if he wants to play and he's prepared to wear the giant
protection
soft helmet condom thing, he can go. They wouldn't pick
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Picked up Snoop Huntley. We saw him start for the Ravens a couple years ago against us. That's like their third string guy. They got him off the practice squad. But the Dolphins are going to try to wait it out. Look, I don't want to see Tua have his career end this way, but he's got to do some soul searching with the doctors. And again, if they say he's ready to go, there is some chance to lose some of the money. Not all of it, but there's some of that money he may be leaving on the table if he just quits.
You know what's so skewed about this? And we've posed this question in years past where I've said to you, if I told you you could play in the NFL for 10 years and you want to make $150, $200 million, but your life ended at 58, would you take it? Or if I told you you could make $20 million, retire in 5 years from the NFL, and live till you're 75, would you take it? And, Mike, more people always take the money. They always talk about, I'd take the 200 or the 150 or the 175 and I'd live a shorter life. And I don't know what's going to happen to Tua, but Mike, nobody knows. That's the fear. We talked about it yesterday. Mm. There's not a doctor on the planet that can look inside of his head. There's no device that says 25 years from now, this is what you're going to be suffering with. And that's the scary part.
Right. We've seen it with guys, you know, had to walk away. Aikman's one of those guys. We talked about Steve Young the other day. But yeah, where's he at with his family? And do they feel they can come up with a better mousetrap? Nobody's really got that. It's a step in the right direction, but the helmet thing is what it is. They still haven't made the best helmet out there. I think what do we have? McGarry wears one of the new generation helmets for us, but still, guys are getting concussions. Real quick, Jalen Carter didn't start the game last night, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, because he missed an Eagles function, apparently, Carl. Mm. He was late to a team event last week. Jalen Carter, grow up, baby. Get your house in order. A lot of Eagles fans turning on the Georgia Bulldogs on talk radio. But, yeah, he was a late start because apparently he missed an event that the team was all supposed to be at.
Didn't he have those kind of issues at Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying. Shouldn't surprise you. When everybody went away from drafting him and everybody said, oh, this is silly, teams around the league knew. The Eagles had enough talent around him to take the chance, mm-hmm. but this came back to bite him last night, Mike. It just did. All right, Stukes and Bell, it is a Falcon Tuesday, guys. Falcons beat the Eagles. Monday Night Football doesn't get any better. We're going to talk to our play-by-play guy, Wes Durham, next. Yeah, that's how it felt last night. Oh. I don't know about you. I had a hard time getting to bed because it felt so good to pull out that victory. Let's talk to the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. And speaking of short rest, long flight back, probably, I don't even know what time you guys got home last night, but Wes, where does this one rank for you? You've been doing it a long time, man. Where is this one at?
Good to be with you guys. Walked in the door at 4, Carl.
Okay.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
I would say it's up there. I mean, the landscape of the way it happened and, you know, the potential of what it means, certainly to the players and the coaching staff, you know, who are trying to build something here, right? And, you know, it's a hell of a lot different being 1-1 today than one of those 9 teams at 0-2, right?
Right.
And so for me, given the first 6, and you've heard me talk about it a lot, the first 6 games, right? You play the 3 teams, all pretty good, Pittsburgh, certainly last night in Philly and Kansas City Sunday night, and then 3 straight division games. I mean, the first 6 is really going to kind of tell you where this season is. I thought it was really important, and I thought they played well. You know, look, no game is perfect, but the way it happens, we'll see. I mean, I'm very optimistic about the momentum they picked up last night, knowing full well the Super Bowl champs are coming in here on Sunday night, and it's going to be a great house. And you know what? It's kind of appropriate that it's on a big national stage because I think the fans will be there. I know Kansas City now is a bit of a brand nationally. They've always had great culture from a franchise standpoint from folks who grew up in the Midwest. But I think we'll have a hell of an atmosphere Sunday night, and I hope the roof's open and we can showcase Atlanta and maybe a really good football team too.
You know, Wes, we were talking about, you know, where it slides into the history of the franchise. Because, again, it's just been such a crazy, you know, star-crossed franchise for so many years.
Sure.
But reminds me of when Matt Ryan had that comeback win in 08 against the Bears, you know, when some of us hit for the exits. Okay,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
You know, and then you felt like, okay, after the 07, the lost year, we're back on track. We're going the right way. And look, Cousins, he admittedly, not 100%, said it to Aikman, kind of admitted in the post game. But this is one that just feels like a springboard for bigger things.
Well, yeah, and you know, the Bears game, was that a night game or was that a 1 o'clock game, Mike?
Afternoon. Yeah, it was a one.
Afternoon, yeah. 1 o'clock game, and he threw that bench route to Jink, right?
Yep.
And then that set the table for the field goal. And damn, I mean, Chicago just, they barely got out of the building without, you know, going crazy. You know, and that kind of set the table because that was the, 3 weeks after Ryan had thrown the post route to Jink on his first pass, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, you kind of saw the momentum building there, and that was a team that went to the playoffs. I kind of felt that way last night. I mean, look, Drake London's in the end zone for the first time since London, England last night.
Yeah.
I mean, The last time he caught a touchdown pass was the Jaguars game in London until that ball at the end last night. And, I mean, when you think about that, you think about the defensive plays that got made last night. Look, I know Barkley dropped the ball, and he's a terrific player, and Hurts was a force in the run game last night. But Atlanta went toe-to-toe with one of the teams, guys. That's one of the teams that people think can do some things. And I thought from that standpoint alone, win or lose last night, it was going to be encouraging. But certainly the win helps validate, you know, what Raheem and his staff and certainly these players are trying to accomplish this year.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, that kind of – is something that we haven't really talked about, right? This is one of those teams. There's probably five. Eagles, right? You talk about the 49ers. Right?
Yep.
Chiefs, obviously. I mean, and these are teams, you know, where you go, all right, if you can go toe-to-toe with these teams, you know, you're probably in the mix. But I agree with you totally, Wes. Let's talk about Bijan Robinson and this run game last night. The thing that impressed me, okay, was – leading into the season, everybody talked about how stout the Eagles were up front, right, with those big boys. We pushed them around. I mean, there were holes to be had. Tyler and Bijan were both running, you know, free last night. And I think that speaks to – that is the strength, right, of our team. Yes, we can throw the football. You saw it at the end of the game. But if you really want to say, hey, we're going to wear teams down and this is how we're going to do it, you saw that against a very stout front last night.
Yeah, I agree with you, Carl. I think there was some things about the zone run game last night that really worked, right? Mm-hmm. And it clicked. And it's, you know, and I'm not technically sound enough in the run game complexities to tell you the difference between what they did with Arthur Smith last year and what they're doing now. I'm sure there's some similarities. And I thought that last night, Zach Robinson gave you a really nice broad stroke catalog of what they can do.
Mm.
And especially at the end, because I thought, you know, even the drive where they got stopped on the fourth and short, and I'm not quite sure how that's not reviewed, but nonetheless,
right.
I think there's some elements about what they did last night in the run game and what they can learn from the first 2 weeks. And, you know, like, I think we were all disappointed a week ago Sunday, but the idea was that it was only 60 minutes. And, yeah, you would have liked to have won the game, but you know why you lost the game. Because you turned it over three times, right? And you didn't help yourself with field position. You didn't execute in the red zone in the first chance. And I thought last night, yeah, you stalled out a couple times in the red zone. You kicked field goals. But at the same time, I thought that fourth and one stop on Philadelphia early in the game, I thought some of the things you then did offensively in terms of the way you moved the ball, run to pass balance, and the way you ran it, as you said, I think really gives some folks some pause about what this could be. And then, you know, look, this is a two-way thing, right? You got to be as good defensively as you are offensively. And I thought last night Atlanta was a much better tackling team last night than they were in the first game. And even though you never really got Hurts to the ground, I thought you affected him a little bit as the night went on. And, you know, and maybe that's a harbor of good things to come for Atlanta.
Wes Durham's with us, guys. As we like to say, Wes Drewham, one of the best. And not to blow smoke, Wes, but we will. You and Arch, it's one of the best broadcasts when you see it on NFL films and you see the highlights around the week. It's just nobody in the country has the juice and again, combination of energy and the knowledge you guys are bringing each week, man. And I thought, I'm sure Arch was going bananas because it seemed like a lot of holding on Judon in that game.
Oh, my God.
But we talked about, you know, the little things. You know, Pitt's better in the blocking game. We already talked about Bijan with a chip block. You know, everybody contributing. And now the superstar is getting what we think they were drafted to be superstars, and now with Kirk Cousins, they can become those guys. Drake, Bijan. The only guy that really needs to get more involved is Pitts.
Yeah, and I think Kyle had moments last night, right? And then, like, you know, there was that red zone opportunity where they just could not connect there, and Kirk, you know, threw it out of the back of the end zone. And, you know, I know there was a lot, I heard from some folks, there was a lot of post scrimmage diagramming last night from Troy about, you know, what was and what wasn't there. And, look, I think Kirk had the bullets flying last night in the red zone. Philly was, you know, turning up the juice a little bit. So I think that'll get there. I'm optimistic it'll get there. I tell you, the other guy last night who probably, you know, look, it's great London caught the TD pass. Darnell Mooney played some football last night.
Yep.
Darnell Mooney made some plays with the chips down last night. And, look, I've always felt like in Chicago he never got his just due. And, you know, they traded for DJ Moore, obviously, in the Bryce Young deal. Boy, that worked out good. I'm really interested to see if they can get Darnell Mooney loose and stretch the field, because I think he's a guy that can turn it over in terms of just with a speed implement and create some stuff underneath. And, you know, I'm thrilled for Drake, and certainly I think it, you know, Atlanta's in one of those situations where, let's be honest now, I mean, it's in front of them again. As I said, everybody was disappointed a week ago Sunday, but you can see it out in front of them now, and I think that's pretty exciting, especially with that rock star show coming to town this weekend.
Yeah.
Carl, the only drawback we had for Mooney was the one route where he kind of stopped. I don't think he thought Cousins could get the ball there.
That's it. Yep. Right. I agree with you, Mike. I think if he keeps running, he might still be running.
Yeah, touchdown. I think it was a touchdown, too. We've talked a lot about Mooney and his, what his contribution was going to be heading into the season, and I think you got a glimpse of that last night. All right, got to ask you this before we let you go. I said he's had the biggest impact since Matt Ryan left this team, and that's Jesse Bates. Last night, he leads the team in tackles. He had seven solos. Seven. He had the pass breakup that I thought was the biggest play of the game that nobody's talking about in the third quarter that did not turn into a touchdown. They had to kick a field goal. Huge momentum shift. And then, obviously, the interception at the end of the game. This dude is incredible, Wes. I mean, he's just, he's really damn good, but he also understands, like, where he needs to be. Last night, I just felt like they were going to throw it to us, and then I'll be damned, it happens.
Well, and he doesn't wear that C on the jersey for nothing, Carl. I mean, he is a great guy. He is a leader in the football team. There's no question. And I'm a big fan of his. I did some of his games at Wake Forest. I've been a fan since I heard the story. And the Falcons did something cool on social media this week. I don't know if you guys have seen it, where they – walk around the locker room and they hand pictures to the players of when they were young.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have seen it. And they, you know, they sign the picture. Well, if you hear Jesse Bates, when they hand Jesse Bates his picture, he goes, "Oh boy, the 2-star recruit." That's what he was. Out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, he was a 2-star recruit.
Wow.
And the reason he was a 2-star recruit is because he didn't do a lot of the 7-on-7 stuff. You know why? Because he was playing baseball.
Okay.
And Jesse Bates only locked in on football I remember Dave Clawson telling me this when he was like a freshman or redshirt freshman at Wake Forest. And sure enough, like 2 weeks later, I had Wake again, and he had a pick six off Virginia, ran a pick six back to basically seal a win for Wake Forest. And ever since then, I thought, you know what, this guy's really going to be a player. And I was hopeful that Atlanta would find a way to get him in the draft. And of course, he ended up going to Cincinnati and had some Pro Bowl seasons there. And I agree with you totally. I think he is a guy on the back end. And by the way, Simmons made some plays last night too.
Yeah, he did.
And Justin Simmons not scared to knock the hell out of you either. So I think, you know, I agree. The physicality they played with, but Carl, more than that, the instincts they played with and certainly the understanding of where the game was made a really big difference. And that's a side of this. And you guys know this. That's a side of this we just have not had around here in a long time.
No, there's just a level of clutchness, physicality, all the things. You're right, Wes. That's why now, and especially, imagine when Cousins gets 100%, because he basically admitted that he's still not there and he's got to get other guys involved. But just to me, we're just scratching the surface, which is exciting.
Yeah, but Mike, here's the thing. I don't know whether he's 100% or not. I don't care. But I know one thing he did last night.
He can play.
When it came down to 94 seconds left to go in the damn game, he had to make throws. That Joker stood in there and slung that thing.
I agree. That's all that matters. I totally agree with you. Like, when you needed it.
He had it.
He had it. And I said,
he found another gear.
If I showed you that last drive and you knew nothing about the Falcons and you didn't know he was injured or coming off of an injury and you said, "Hey, I want you to look at this," and you watched that, you couldn't tell. You would not know that this guy's coming off of Achilles the way he maneuvered that last drive. So I'm with you, man. I think that's all that matters is when you need it, he comes through. He did last night. Great call. Great win. Where are you at, by the way? Go ahead.
By the way, a couple things here. One, I know Sunday night, a lot of people going to be there. They're going to be there. Got to get there early. You know, 8:20 kick, 8:15 kick. Mm-hmm. Let's get the folks in there around kickoff. I know people are going to be looking for that girl wearing their bracelets. My daughter's coming in from D.C. going to be looking for her girl.
Yeah. Right?
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm all for that. But when the ball goes in the air, you better be for the home team. I know there'll be some other folks in there wearing the Kingdom jerseys, but, mm-hmm. you know, let's let the home team roll in there on Sunday night a little bit if we can. And
right on.
Uncle Carl and Uncle Wes one day are going to get together, Mike, and we're going to tell you what it's like to go to the Commonwealth of Kentucky, because I saw what my man Carl did this weekend.
Oh, it was great. So much fun. Matter of fact,
and has some education up there, Mike.
I might break out one of the specials that I brought back, one of those exclusives after that win last night.
Ooh.
Hey, man, where are you at Saturday? And then are you doing a game this weekend, ACC?
Oh, yeah. I'm in Boston on Saturday night for that legendary ACC Big Ten struggle, Boston College and Michigan State.
Mm. Okay. All right.
If I could get Tom Coughlin and Duffy Daugherty to be coaching the game with, like, Bubba Smith and Doug Flutie playing.
Different. It'd be different.
But I get to see our friend Bill O'Brien. I'm excited about that. And
by the way, he's got those kids playing, man. He's got them playing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had Missouri worried for a little while on Saturday, and Michigan State's 3-0, so it'll be a good ball game, and be fortunate to make an easy jump back on Sunday morning for the game Sunday night. So I'm excited about the weekend.
Cannot wait. Wes, thank you so much. Great call
okay,
last
guys.
Night. We'll talk to you next week. That's Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons.
Care, be well, fellas.
Mike, he's right about that. I mean, listen, we got time to get into it. But this is a Sunday night showcase for our city.
Yeah, man. That's why, even though ESPN didn't really get it last night, you know, Kirk Cousins coming to Atlanta to change our fortunes is a national story. That's why we've got all these primetime games. And look, no Pacheco for the Chiefs. Yes, if we blocked the way we blocked last night, and maybe some things, yeah, we needed more preseason work. The Steelers game now looks like it was a preseason game at times. Understandable. Other teams went through the same stuff. But if we can handle Chris Jones and give Cousins time to throw, look what he pulled off last night. And like I know we got the win, but I'm telling you guys, when this guy is able to do everything in the arsenal, and last night, Carl, you said it, sheer will to get that win. Imagine what this team's going to look like.
All right, we want to hear from you. 404-726-0929. You've not had a chance to chime in today. Where were you? What do you think about this? How do you feel now about our football team? And again, if you've got something negative to say, call Philly. Do not call us today. 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell. All right, we're taking your phone calls. 404-726-0929. We'll do this again in the 5 o'clock hour because, guys, we're with you. We're all in this together. We tell you that all the time, okay?
I couldn't sleep. I don't know about you guys. I did a little video last night, and I'm just like, it's unbelievable. You know, I know I'm supposed to talk for a living, but it was just, you know, to be down in the dumps, like, oh, man, they're gonna punch it in now. And it's just to take you from the lowest low to the highest high, and especially last week, not knowing, you know, what were we doing? Maybe that was a byproduct. They're never going to cop to it that Cousins wasn't 100%. Cousins basically told you that he's not right. But he still found a way. Carl, you feel like you're on cloud nine. It's one of those days, some days I feel like I want to cover my Falcons license plate when I'm driving to work.
Yeah.
It's one of those days where you feel so proud as a Falcon fan.
JP, you get us started on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, how are you feeling? And what did this win do for you as far as looking at our football team?
Hey, man. All right. Now, I feel so much better now, Deucinville. Because I was a little worried about Kirk Cousins, but I'm glad he got the win most of anything, because that to get down that field like that, that's where that experience kicked in. And I think I got a good feeling about Kansas City, man. I think we're going to, as long as they keep them Patrick Mahomes watching the game and make sure that defense get plenty of rest, because I got confidence in that defense.
I do too. JP, the defense is playing really good football. I know it's early. And I'm not going to get overzealous about this, but I'm just telling you, they're keeping teams. The first week, again, you had to win with 6 field goals. Okay, so be it. Last night, that is a prolific Eagles offense that you kept in check. Now, I know they didn't have A.J. Brown, and they'll continue to make excuses. We won't. I'm with you. I feel like going into Sunday, okay, and this is not a bold prediction or some crazy opinion. If you're thinking like we're going to get our butts kicked and we're going to get blown out of the building, I don't know what you're watching. We are competitive. This defense is keeping you in games, and if the offense can do what it did last night, Mike, take those opportunities and execute, we're going to be just fine. JP, we got all week to worry about it. We'll talk plenty about the Chiefs. I'm glad you feel better about our team because we do too. Jimmy, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on, Jimmy?
Just
so excited to watch the team, and I don't know if it's been talked about today. You know, I work in medical sales, so I'm in my car all day listening to y'all. And just having that win, it makes you feel so much better. And, you know, you get flashbacks from when the Falcons went up to Philly. I think they got to, like, the five-yard line, went for a touchdown in the playoffs, didn't get it the next year. It's the first opening game of the year. They go back, same exact thing. And I'm sitting there last night thinking it's going to be the same thing. And, man, to get Kirk Cousins, you don't win that game last year. It's just so exciting. I can't wait to be there Sunday. Mm-hmm. The energy in the town, you're seeing it everywhere. People are excited. They're talking about it.
Yep.
And I just haven't felt like this in years. And it's just so awesome to see because we deserve it. And I'm so excited to be a Falcons fan and just can't wait for the rest of this year.
Jimmy, right, thank you so much.
That's where it's at, Carl. I mean, that's part of it. Last night, I mean, you felt as a fan, you know, maybe this is the start of something. You know, again, we'll just flush out what that was against the Steelers. You feel great about this. And I think he's right, man. As a Falcon fan, we deserve some good vibes. This is the kind of offense we've been wanting to see for years, right?
Yep. We've been waiting. Is it Poncho? Is that right? Poncho, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man. What's up, fellas?
What's going
on,
Poncho? How you feeling?
Feeling good, man. I'm going to do like most of the I was going to do like most of our Falcon fans last night, man, was turn the game off. So I figured I'd go out there and walk the dogs, turn off the lights, and go to bed. And then I came back in the house, and they were driving down the field. Saw my boy London score that touchdown, and I went crazy. I'm barking. The dogs barking. My favorite part of the game was afterwards, man, watching a video of our guys, the defense, going down there celebrating because we hardly ever see that, man.
Right.
And your boy Judon telling the crowd,
blank, blank,
bleep out.
Yes. It was great.
Outstanding.
Pacho, man, I'm with you. I was outside watching last night, and my wife had gone up, and literally when that happened, I screamed, and she screamed downstairs. You're outside. The neighbors, it's 11:30. You're outside. I'm like, I did not care. I didn't give a damn. And to my neighbors, I'm sorry. You guys know the deal. You know what I do. I'm sorry. I was screaming so damn loud when Drake scored that touchdown. I'm with you. And that's, guys, that's what we want to feel all season.
But that's the thing. You know, we talk so many times. How many of you and I, we've been working 10 years together, our 10th football season. The stuff you see on Sunday Night Football, the stuff you see on the highlights on SportsCenter, and we just don't seem to get enough of it.
No.
You know, and for whatever reason. And now you just feel it as we're going to be that team. And this is what we were expecting to see in week one. Okay, we didn't have a regular preseason. Maybe that was a byproduct of that. But now, last night, the toughness of the defense, the swagger of the defense at the College Point.
They're good. Listen, I didn't know what to expect with Jimmy Lake. I had an idea, but you don't know until you see it. Mm. I was going to be more familiar with the offense because I had a sense of what they were going to try to do. And last night was more of what they want to do than what we did in week one. But this defense is legit, man. I'm just telling you. Star power and playmaking. And, again, do not get caught up in the yards. Everybody, we give up all these yards. It's keeping people out of the end zone and getting off the field on third down. That's it.
And, again, guys, hopefully we will see the development of the younger guys. You know, it sucks we don't have Braylon Trice. I think him and Judon would be a hell of a combination.
I agree.
Ruka, row. Onyemata was great. Grady's been great 2 games in a row. I mean, he's been making plays.
He looks 100.
Right.
Let's talk to, she's a lady.
Libra,
welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How are you feeling today?
I am feeling so excited. Oh, my goodness. You all, first of all, thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you for listening.
But the energy was amazing at work today. Everybody who was a Falcons fan, we just had the vibe, and I'm looking forward to the game on Sunday night. And I want everyone to be in their seats when they start bringing out the Falcons. We've got to be in our seats. We have to be that 12th man on Sunday.
I'm with you.
I also want to say, Ray McLeod, we better be careful with him. Because he is going to be a star. He was out of control the last 2 games, and especially on last night.
Well, he's doing what they asked him to do. I mean, he stepped up in a big spot. Listen, the two unsung heroes on this offense maybe, and I've been saying Darnell Mooney for a while. What's up, Darnell? And Ray McLeod. Mike, if they can give you some extra,
right?
What we don't expect. You go into these games, and I said the stars have to be stars. Bijan's got to be Bijan. Drake, Pitts, I know he's coming. He's still not where we want him to be. But, Mike, if you're getting production from Darnell Mooney and Ray, That's a whole different deal,
and
man.
And then the receiver core is okay. You know, then you know, you're feeling Rondell Moore injury. We can get through that. And by the way, a lot of folks are freaking out. I didn't understand at the time. His father loved going back to Randall Cunningham. That's why he wore the throwback, even though some fans go, why are you wearing an Eagles jersey walking into the stadium playing for the Falcons? And his dad was one of those guys who loved this guy and how it advanced the black quarterback in the NFL. Sure. That's what the tribute was, wearing that jersey.
Yeah, and you know, again, sometimes it's personal reasons. It's not taking a shot at the fan base. Once you get the information, right, you kind of feel like, okay, I get it. Let's talk to Steve on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steve, hey, man, how are you feeling about today? Falcons win 22-21 over the Eagles.
Hey, man, Al. How y'all doing?
Good, brother.
All right, so here's how I feel. The future is so bright. We got to wear shades from now on. All you doubters, we are there. We got an owner who has learned his lesson never to say Falcon for life. We got radio announcers like you guys who don't take this bless your heart mentality. You call them to task and you tell it like it is. And all the puzzle pieces are in place. We got a whole lot in front of us. Yeah, baby.
Let's go.
Right,
Steve,
on.
I'm glad that you feel good. I'm glad that everybody that's called in feels great. This is how it should feel. You pull up for gas today, people are like, hey, what's going on?
Right.
People are speaking that normally wouldn't. You're in Target today. People are shaking their head. Hey, what's up? Rise up. Rise
getting
up.
Getting the head bob on 85
today. That's
right.
The way it should be. That's what this does when we win and when our team plays as well as they did last night to get the dub. All right, we got a lot more to get to, man. Coming up, you're going to hear from Kirk Cousins in the 5 o'clock hour. By the way, Mike and I are done at 6. Coach's Show, it's a shortened edition of the Coach's Show tonight. And then Chris will have the night show. Mike and I will be at Flowery Branch tomorrow, where we will have a chance to talk to Coach Ra.
And by the way, we talked about getting you in the seats. We're going to have a special broadcast on Sunday from Signia, the brand-new hotel right there on Northside, right by the World Congress Center. We'll be doing our show, our portion of it, Carl, 1 to 4 on Sunday up there.
Cannot wait. All right, stay there. 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. We got a lot more to get to on a Falcon Tuesday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.